Let's go! Blessings, family. Today is Thursday, April 25th. My friends, it's another day the Most High has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. I'm your brother Adam with the Watchman Adam News Channel. And today, we will be looking at the World Economic Forum, Mohammed bin Salman and the Beast System, and the meeting they're hoping that you're too distracted to realize they're having. But first, I want to say thank you for tuning back in with us today. We love you guys. And if you could you give this video a thumbs up and hit that notification bell so you can stay informed on all the latest end time news. Now, while we're an end time news channel, the ultimate mission of this channel is to point you to our Creator and Father, the Most High God, and His Son, Jesus. And in my opinion, nothing demonstrates God's love for us more than John 3:16, in which the Word of God says this: "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Family, I'm going to keep on saying this. That right there is the definition of true love. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. And family, as always, if you have any prayer requests, drop them in the comment section below. And remember, no request is too big and no request is too small for our God. And that's facts. And also, if you have any praise reports, drop them in the comment section below. I love to hear what God's been doing in your life. Now to today's update. Let's go! Alrighty, my beautiful channel family, let's start this video by looking at Ephesians 6:12, and the Word of God says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Family, the battle is real, and we have opposition. So family, check this out. The global elite of the World Economic Forum are holding a special meeting in a nation that has two of the biggest abominations in the world, Saudi Arabia. Those abominations being Mecca and Medina. And these meetings begin the 28th, which is during Passover. And in a little bit, I'll show you what they're going to be talking about at these meetings. But have you noticed this about the World Economic Forum? Look at your screen right there. The World Economic Forum logo makes the 666. Do you guys see it? Family, I don't trust the World Economic Forum as they are very much part of the beast system. But guys, check out these headlines about this upcoming meeting. Headline 1 comes from Reuters on April 23rd, and this end time headline reads, "Blinken plans to visit Saudi Arabia to take part in World Economic Forum, Axios reports." Headline number 2 comes from Asian News International on April 22nd, and this end time headline reads, "Saudi Arabia to host World Economic Forum special meeting on global collaboration on April 28th. That global collaboration part, family, is very interesting. Now let's jump to headline number 3, and it comes from DD News on April 23rd. "Saudi Arabia to host World Economic Forum special meeting." Now, my beautiful channel family, these next two headlines come from the World Economic Forum website. Check them out. This is headline number 1. "Global collaboration, everything you need to know in live coverage from special meeting 2024. There's that global collaboration again, family. Now, let's look at the second headline from the WEF website. "Economic growth, everything you need to know in live coverage from special meeting 2024. Family, I'm going to ask, stick around to the end of this video for all this information to come together. So let's get into this. So heads of state and leaders from politics, business, and international organizations are gathering from the 28th to the 29th of April at the special meeting on global collaboration, growth, and energy for development in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And one of the three key pillars for the meeting is revitalizing global collaboration. And the WEF says the world is a critical junction for global collaboration." Now, all this comes from the WEF website I'm about to read to you. "Ongoing conflict and geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, most notably the WAR in Israel and Gaza, have implications not only for the region, but the world. Meanwhile, growing fractures within and between countries have hindered trade and economic cooperation. And it's against this backdrop that the World Economic Forum is bringing together leaders from across the public and private sectors for a special meeting on global collaboration, growth, and energy for development. Family, there's that global collaboration again. The meeting taking place in Riyadh from April 28 to 29 has three core themes. One of the themes, revitalizing global collaboration, is focused on the fostering of international cooperation, particularly with regards to facilitating improved dialogue between the global North and South. The program of the special meeting includes several high-level panel discussions that will feature leaders from across all sectors. Participants will seek to identify partnerships and actions that can help to contain the widening ripple effects of the geopolitical instability and build a more resilient global economy. Now, family, listen to that last part again. And build a more resilient global economy. Now, guys, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum for years have made it known that they want a one world economy, a global economy. And family, they'll probably end up doing it one day. I call it the beast system economy. It will include the Mark family. So this beast system meeting starts April 28th. Let's look at the key points they'll be talking about on the 28th. Droughts, floods, and wildfires. Being competitive in the age of intelligent economies. Now family, listen to this next one. Reviving Earth, mobilizing for a restored world. What exactly are they trying to restore the world to, family? And why are they trying to revive Earth? What they're trying to do is create the beast system that will be ruled by the Antichrist. And family, here's that rebuilding trust thing again. North to South, East to West, rebuilding trust. And family, the last thing they'll be talking about on the 28th, what homeland economics means for trade. And then on the 29th, this is what they'll be talking about. Rising powers for a multipolar world. Guys, that's very interesting right there. I believe the rising powers means there's new power coming in charge, and multipolar, this is the definition of multipolar. Having many poles or extremities, polarized in several ways or directions. And family, then they'll be talking about the economic promise of space. If you notice right below the screenshot, it says, as outer space activity is intensifying. And then family, they'll briefly talk about the situation in Gaza. And then they'll be talking about this, food and water for all. Now remember, the World Economic Forum are the same ones that told us that they want us to eat bugs and insects, so, you know. And then they'll be talking about investing amid global fracture. And then finally, family, they'll be talking about this, Middle East under stress. And this is where the unelected world leaders of the WEF will talk about how to bring peace in the Middle East. And family, this whole World Economic Forum meeting was facilitated by this man right here, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud. He's the one that talked to Klaus Schwab and had them have the meeting there. Guys, that's where Mecca and Medea sits. Them are two of the biggest abominations on planet Earth. So I find it very interesting that the World Economic Forum is holding their meeting in Saudi Arabia, especially during the time of Passover. Now, family, if you follow my channel for a while now, you know my suspicions on Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, the Saudi Crown Prince. I believe he could be the Antichrist. And he's going to be speaking at this World Economic Forum meeting. And Saudi Arabia is deep in the Antichrist spirit, family. Like I said, Mecca and Medina sit there. And guys, in Islam, that's their two most holiest sites. The third one being Al-Aqsa Mosque, which sits on Temple Mount. But all of that is why I refer to Saudi Arabia as the kingdom of the beast. So let's review this, family. Now, family, I typed into Google, why is the World Economic Forum meeting in Saudi Arabia? And look at the response I got. The World Economic Forum has recognized that the kingdom is becoming a stronger, more impactful leader on the global stage. And we found it an opportune time to bring the global tier 1 event to the kingdom and start this new chapter together. One of the World Economic Forum leaders told Reuters in an interview back on January 18th, 2024. Now, family, have you noticed the media and press hasn't been covering this a lot? You haven't heard a lot about the World Economic Forum meeting in Saudi Arabia. There's a reason for that. They don't want people to know. Family, the World Economic Forum, they're trying to usher in the Beast System, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, and all these young leaders they're creating that's taking leadership positions all around the world, including Canada. And they're about to meet during Passover in Saudi Arabia, which I believe is the kingdom of the beast, and talk globalization and how to make the world a better place. Family, don't forget, the World Economic Forum, especially Yuval Noah Harari, is the one who wants every human being linked to the cloud, and he called us hackable animals. And family, it's not a coincidence they're meeting during Passover in Saudi Arabia, where two of the biggest abominations sit, Mecca and Medea. Family, keep on looking up. Guys, I would really love to hear your thoughts on this video in the comment section below. Let me know what you think. Now, family, I got a little bit more news to report to you, but it's really, really good news. Guys, the good news is, nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid your sin debt, my sin debt, everybody's sin debt on the cross. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Family, our Messiah did it all on the cross. The man who never sinned paid our sin debt. That's true love right there. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but what Jesus did for us, man, he paid our sin debt, guys. That's true love. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. And guess what? Jesus is coming back soon. You guys stay encouraged and stay strong and keep on looking up. It's all coming together. I'll see y'all on the clouds soon. Well, family, once again, let me give you a big old thank you for watching. I love you guys. If you can, give this video a thumbs up, drop a comment, and share it, because family, it helps us out so much, and we do appreciate it. And if you're new to our channel or you haven't subscribed yet, hit that subscribe button and join our channel family. Because you see, here on this channel, you guys are more than a number. You guys are loved and appreciated, and we pray for you guys on a daily basis. And I want to give a special shout out to all our channel members. Thank you guys for all the love and support. And family, once again, if you have any prayer requests, guys, drop them in the comment section below. And myself and someone from the prayer team, we'll make sure that your prayer request gets prayed over. And finally, family, if you want to make a donation to what we do here on the Watchman Adam News Channel, we have ways you can do so. Check the description box below. It's always greatly appreciated, but we do ask that you please pray about it first. But family, like I tell you all the time, biggest form of support we can get from you guys is you guys' prayers. Well, my beautiful channel family, till next time, Brother Watchman Adam signing out in 3, 2, 1. I love you, and remember, let's go Arpazzo. Keep on looking up, guys. Take care.